Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At Chicago, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson, the author of If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, and his upcoming book, It's Not Rocket Science, which will be available later this year. Dave, we expect to launch that book on the show, by the way.
That would be great.
So, all right, so Dave, you've done something you've done for us in the past. I want you to do again. Folks, Dave is has another side of his world. He's like a, you know, you've heard of the business executive who was a CIA operative and nobody knew. Dave does a lot of great stuff in helping to train Christian ministers in the Middle East, specifically in Iran. Dave, you've been for years. You travel at your own expense to different countries to teach and to promote. Christianity and helping these ministers who were coming out of Iran at their peril, right?
That's right.
Leaving Iran and going back at their peril. So what's going on now?
Well, you know, I did it for 8 years through John Maxwell's organization,
yep.
EQIP, and I worked with the Russians first, and then we started working with the Iranians 8 years ago, and we'd bring,
right.
you know, 4, 5, 6 dozen of the top underground church leaders out of the country to a nearby country and teach them for 7 to 10 days biblically based leadership so they could go back and grow their organization. And the courage they demonstrated was just tremendous,
yeah.
because they were on arrest lists and death lists.
And they had families.
Oh yeah, they had families and so we'd always lose some of them coming and going through arrests and so forth.
Yeah.
But now it's gotten so bad. The regime there is so oppressive and so corrupt and so aggressive towards Christians that we can't do that anymore. The people that used to come to my class now are either imprisoned, have been forced to leave the country, or they've been killed.
Think about that, folks. Now overlay that, juxtapose all of that against what just happened last week in Luzern, Switzerland, where the United States got together allegedly with other people, but not so much at the end, to negotiate. To force a negotiation with Iran, never mind, Dave, whether the Iranian nuclear deal was a good deal for America. Let's just talk about what did not come up, apparently, in any of this, even when America was negotiating back and forth, and even when they had potentially the upper hand some time ago. What, tell the audience what never apparently came up.
Well, never came up for the Americans that they're illegally holding over there.
Think about that, folks.
In their prisons, which are just absolute death.
How is it that we could even have to say that, Dave? In what universe, in what bizarre, twisted universe, is that even a reality?
Well, no one ever foresaw the bizarre, twisted mentality we'd have at the top doing those negotiations. And so it wasn't even within the realm.
Well, I, what I don't understand is, and folks, I'm sorry if this is political. I don't mean it to be. I'm talking about the human beings. This is not so much about policy, but I have to say that how do you cross reference? How do you compare giving away 5 known murderous terrorists for what has now become proven to be a deserter, but yet we've got four or five. Americans in Iran who haven't heard anybody over there. One of them is a minister,
right?
Whose family's in America, and we don't get those people out. I can't fathom that. How do you explain that? How does the administration explain that, Dave?
Well, they don't explain it. They don't explain it, and we can't explain it because we've never had an administration who thought this way and that wouldn't stick up for its people and go to bat for its people. We've never seen anything like this in our history, quite frankly.
Why couldn't they have day one? David, you or I, either one, would have sat down the first day. Okay, guys, let me tell you what's going to go on here. We're going to get those 4 Americans back in the next 3 days, or we don't come back on the 4th day.
That's right.
That's table stakes. That's number one. Before we go any further, you've got 72 hours to get those 4 Americans home, or this is over. What's wrong? You know, now, I know that may not be very diplomatic, but what's wrong with getting that off the table right away?
You got to look after your people. And it just, it, I tell you, it just makes, it should make all of us feel a little bit more at risk when you travel abroad.
Absolutely.
The government does not have your
back.
It makes me
be cautious about traveling abroad. Yeah. And I know your behavior has changed.
Well, it has. This, you can't count on your government anymore to do anything to get
this
you out
is,
of this.
This is horrible, folks. I hope we'll all keep pressure on them. And not let them get away with this. This is really a horrible thing that's happened. Hey, Dave, thank you for your perspective on this, and thank you for your leadership, too. And we look forward to having you back again real soon.
My pleasure. Always great to be with you, Jim. Thank you so much.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. LearnToLead.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.